Stephen Floss. He is running for highway superintendent in Amherst. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
Stephen, tell us about your campaign. First off, what made you want to run for highway superintendent?
Well, I've worked at the town of Amherst Highway Department for the past 34 years. And during that time, I also was the union president of our union, our local union, for 12 years. And there's a lot of issues that we need to address. And as an employee there, we've seen and know where a lot of the problems are and things to address. And I think with my experience working in every facet of the highway department, that I can help solve these problems for the residents.
Stephen, looking at the highway department in Amherst, what do you think is the number one issue facing it?
Boy, the number one issue is probably lack of employees, and our employment is down, which makes it really hard for us to do our jobs. In 2007, after the 06 storm, the town board started a program of reducing our employees. When I started there, I was 193. We're now down to 136. And it's just made it a lot harder because our department is so big and all the different jobs that we do, doing these services timely enough for the residents and working on getting some more employees, but also doing that within our budgets.
So would the your first action would be to increase that budget? What would your first action be on your first day in office?
Well, first day in office, budget's already set for next year. I can't increase that budget. It would be the next year after that. First day in office would be the winter. We'll be working on snow responses, drainage responses. We do most of our drainage work in the winter, our big projects in the winter. And, you know, improving from there.
Your challenger, Rich Rainwright, he's going to join us afterward. What can you say about your challenger and why you instead of Rich Rainwright?
Because I have the experience of being there for the past 34 years, working with, as union president, I worked with four different town boards. I negotiated three different contracts and negotiated the contracts that were beneficial to the taxpayer and to our employees. And I just don't know where he's got the experience of doing this. He's a salesman that sold plow and plow equipment. And, you know, I just don't understand how he can come in and think that he's going to make an impact when he's not even going to know what's going on for the first year or so, just to figure everything out.
You know, you talk about the highways, and obviously that was a big focus in the county executive when it comes to the snowstorm. What is the Amherst Highway Department's play in snow removal, and could it be better?
Yes. Our snow removal can be better. But once again, working within budgets, and it depends on how much time you have for overtime, what time you can get people out. I guarantee you I will get people out as the snow comes down instead of afterwards cleaning it up.
All right, Stephen, one final push as voters are heading to the polls today and Tuesday at 6 a.m., your final push for Amherst Highway Superintendent.
I'd like the voters to go out and vote for somebody that has experience to somebody that doesn't have any in the highway department and even in the town of Amherst. I've lived here my whole life. I reside in Snyder. And we see all the problems that go on in Amherst, and we'd really like to see people come out and vote for us.
Hey, Stephen, really appreciate you kicking off the show, our election special today, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you.